Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, John Sullivan. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Lane. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Kakos moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0 for 1 in the game. Lane hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kakas hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michaels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber is 0 for 1 in the game. Garber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheeler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wheeler moves to second. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0 for 2 in the game. Lane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kakas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 2 in the game. Graham strikes out. One out. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber is 0 for 2 in the game. Garber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wheeler hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 3 in the game. Leaner bunts in front of the plate. Wheeler fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kakas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0 for 3 in the game. Lane strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lawler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 3 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pierce. Graham moves to second. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Metkovic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.